Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. I want to do something different today. And firstly, I want to thank all the listeners and to Rabbi Moshe Shwed for putting together this beautiful app, All Daf app, and for the wonderful different ways to learn and enhance the Daf Yomi experience. So today I want to leave off the discussion with a shayla, with a question, something for you to think about, and reach out to me for any suggestions, and maybe tomorrow I'll give my own thoughts on the particular question. So what I want to talk about today, based on today's daf of Daf Kuf, is the following. There's a well-known taz, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yutes, and it's regarding a bug, a fly that's in the top of your wine, the top of your cup, and whether you're allowed to scoop it out or not. Will this be a violation of Borer or not? So the Ber Hetev, in fact, quotes as a machlokas poskim. He quotes, first opinion of the Maharitatz. Maharitatz says it's permitted. You're allowed to remove a fly that's on top of the cup. That's not called a borer. But he quotes the Taz. The Taz there writes that no, he thinks it is a violation of borer. And the way you would remove a fly from a cup of wine would be to scoop out with a spoon some wine along with the fly. This way the fly never separates from the wine. It's only when you separate psoles mina ochel would there be a violation. But if you take some ochel along with it, so you've never separated the psoles mina ochel, the psoles and ochel is still, it's still a tarovet, it's still a mixture. You've just separated wine from wine, and that's okay. But only if you take out the wine with it. But if you were to take out just the fly, that would be a violation of Borer. How does this connect today's daf of Daf Kuf? So Rav Yisrael Yaakov Chagitz, he writes as follows. He writes as follows. I saw this, that he has an interesting discussion about this question of Borer, if something's floating on top. So it's based on the sugya and Daf Kuf, where the Gemara talks about if an egos is floating on top of water or kli is on top of water, that's not a hanacha. Because since the kli in the water continues to flow around, that's not a hanacha with respect to halachas of hotzah. So if you saw Yaakov says, if that's the case by hotzah, it's not called a hanacha. That means also with respect to a mixture, with respect to a borer, if a fly is floating on top of the wine, on top of the water, that's not called a mixture, and it's not a violation of borer. Borer is only when there's a mixture of something. You have different cards mixed together, you have different silverware mixed together, different jelly beans mixed together, but when something is floating on top, it hasn't become part of the rest of the water. So the gabe hanacha, it's not a hanacha because it floats on top, and so too with respect to borer. That's his understanding. But clearly the Taz doesn't say this. Clearly the Taz argues and says it is a violation of borer. So the question I want to leave each one of you with is, why is this a problem of borer according to the Taz? Where is the tarovis? There's no tarovis here. The fly is floating on top. How would the Taz explain me? So I'm going to leave this off as a question, and please feel free to reach out to me. My email address is rabbi11@ashkodesh.org. And Mirat Hashem, tomorrow, I'd like to, if you have any suggestions, share some of yours. And if not, or even if you do, I plan to suggest something I thought of that maybe would answer this particular question. Everyone, have a wonderful day.